And the section I had planned, 1968, the great rehearsal. The great rehearsal for what? Didn't get a chance to think this through, so let's think about it together for next week. This notion that the great wave of our longing for freedom first comes. It is really pouring, huh? Let's think about this further. The notion that the great wave of our longing for freedom first comes in to assess, see, feel, process, only to recede and return much more assured. And that this needed assurance is now upon us. Turning now to the Rainbow Children. I hope folks are thinking about some of the implications of the story thus far. Part 8 of the Rainbow Children is called 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 3, which I think quite likely means truth is truth until the end of reckoning. That's from Shakespeare. When we discuss this piece and the larger work, we'll be juxtaposing it with Artificial Age, his 2014 CD. So in discussing the Rainbow Children, we'll also be discussing the trajectory of his growth as a continuously developing human being, mind stayed on freedom, not for himself alone, which is not in any case a possibility, but for all of us trapped under class. And we must also keep in mind that as well, that one of the things Prince, which is continuously reiterated in his lyrics, Prince hopes to show us, among many things, including the core message, you can be honest. Speak out loud in every possible way what your body is saying. Is that a key message in his lyrics? Is that what seems, appearance, can be deceptive? For instance, his well-thought-through depictions of the unity of sexuality with eternity was almost always interwoven with his explicit critiques of the state. And I hope it's clear that while our focus on Prince is over-determined, many imperatives bring us to it, doing so is not to diminish the suffering which is, right this moment, being experienced by so many others who find themselves in the crosshairs of the power guys. That, on the contrary, it is because of that omnipresent suffering of all of us under class that we focus on Prince and Henry Kissinger, the latter representing our continuous enslavement, the former our freedom. That it is because of the feeling that the problem is overwhelming because we're confronted with a totalitarian system that we personalize the factors shaping this challenge to get a handle on it. This juncture where we sit. Justice for Prince means freedom for all of us.